10 in the morning, tuning to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I don't know about you, Tommy. I don't know about you, Tom, but I feel quibble-less today.
I feel like there will be very little quibbling because, as your hat has detailed, it's a cat night.
It's cat night, dude.
Cat night.
Typical cat behavior.
Cat night, I'm going to get some catnip. And I'm sitting in front of the TV.
What is the I feel like hockey's a beer sport though. Like, what are you gonna sit back with? I know you're not a beer guy.
Let me see. So here's how I do it. Game starts at 8, right? I'll eat dinner at about 6:30. I want to get that out of the way.
Yep.
Then I'll take my cooler, right? And I'll fill it up with some beverages.
You're bringing that to the hot tub.
Heat up the jacuzzi.
Oh,
lights. Get everything going. Sit there. Say hi to Mel for a minute. Rebecca, Mima, Fonza be at work, and then I'll go out there and marinate with some beverages. Now you got to be careful, right? Because I have figured out. I can have one cocktail to one Gatorade. If I get upset and get in the flow of the game and go two cocktails, I'm going to dehydrate.
That's true.
So I got to be sure, like, we just enjoying hockey tonight. I can't get upset or frustrated. The Heat had me dehydrated all year.
That's true.
Right? Because I'll be feeling good. I got my one for one, and then third quarter, and then I'm like, what are we doing?
It should be a fun night, man. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
As Leroy mentioned, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers dropped the puck on the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at 8 o'clock. You can listen to that game right here, 560 WQAM, if you are not in front of your television, or you want that local call tonight, you can fire up the Odyssey app, sync up old Doug Plagans. That man's good. He's good.
Yep.
He's good. You guys can join Hawk tonight at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood for a Panthers watch party. That also gets going at game time, 8 p.m., as they battle the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Come say hi to Hawk and cheer for the Panthers tonight. Game one against our old friend Vinny Trocheck. And the Rangers.
Hey, Celsius, you got to bring out that, was it, not the Galaxy vibe. Yeah, the one
I have. You like the Galaxy vibe. That's Galaxy your favorite. Vibe.
Make sure
That's
you bring favorite. That Galaxy vibe out there. Get the people what they want.
Yep. Other headlines, the Celtics, they take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers, who really blew it. I mean, they blew it late. They had that game.
Yeah. And it wasn't the stellar basketball play of the Celtics.
Nope.
They just kind of kicked the ball around for a couple of minutes and gave them some opportunities, and they made some shots.
Made some shots. Tyrese Halliburton got a little loosey-goosey with the ball late. You know, he's like, he's sitting there. He's like, oh, Drew Holiday with that pressure. I'm like, I think he just fell.
Right. I think the other thing is that we can, like, sit here and give credit to the Celtics or whatever and say Drew Holiday put pressure on him or whatever, but they controlled that game for most of the game. They did what they wanted to do. Indiana made Boston play to their level. Their defense wasn't stopping them, and they just kind of had some boneheaded plays at the end.
It was rough. It was a rough go.
Isn't it funny? Here's what I found funny. Because, you know, I've been telling you since the beginning of time that Bam is going to be play the same stop. By the way, sorry. Bam. Way to go, buddy.
First team all defense.
First team all defense.
Goddamn time.
Well-earned
Long time coming. Well deserved.
Long time coming. You ain't second team to nobody.
Nope. He had the third most votes. The top going to Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama.
Which
first rookie to make first team all defense ever.
Which is weird, right? That's crazy.
That is weird. That is weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he had a hell of a season, though, for sure. But that's weird that he's the first.
I mean, it's easy to have a good year when all you got to do is stand up and put your hands up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It is a timing thing, though. We've seen.
Isn't it crazy that the only person that put him on skates all year was Duncan Robinson? Duncan Robinson made that man look a fool.
Yeah. But back to my point. I've said this since the beginning of time. That Bam and Siakam
since the beginning of time.
Very similar. I've always said that. No. It was just funny to watch Siakam light him up from that foul line. Right? That's his shot. That's Bam's shot too.
He has been good the last couple of games. Listen, an experienced champion, Pascal Siakam, Spicy P.
He did get hosed at the end of that game when Jaylen Brown was pulling on his shirt and they called the foul on him. I know. He's like, what?
And Doris Burke, or as I like to call her, Doris O'Burke. She goes, that's embellishment. We're embellishing. I was, jeez. Right. Come on, Doris. He's selling it. We know what you're doing. He knows what he did.
So I do.
Doris, why do you sound like that? I don't know. I just sound like this now.
She sounds like what the Bruins people, the Bruins reporters were saying.
How about they just like, it's like him, and then they just got to cut to all these shots of Donnie Wahlberg every time.
Oh, my goodness. And Big Poppy.
I mean, yeah. I like Big Poppy. He's probably the only Boston athlete I like.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody likes Big Poppy. I did see him enjoying himself, and he had like a selfie at one point, and I was like, that's probably a good angle.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Everybody views Big Poppy as a Boston, you know, Red Sox. You know where he started, right?
Before he juiced Minnesota.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to say.
Before he juiced?
I didn't want to say. Dude,
he was Barry Bonds out of the Hall of Fame.
Can I just say this? He was batting like Christian Yelich was when he was here, right? Then he went to Boston and started hitting home runs like crazy.
Mm. That's right. And listen, I don't care because I'm not a person who cares about steroids in baseball.
I don't care. It's too late. He's already in, right?
Oh, he's in. Hall of Famer.
You know why?
Hall of Famer.
Here's what pisses me off about these voters, right? Because they like Big Poppy.
Well, let's just
nobody
do this.
Nobody like Barry Bonds.
I don't want to be a jerk, but let's just do what I like to call baseballreference.com test, which is the first years of his career, which started when he was 22. He had 86 games in 1998, 9 home runs, then didn't play much the next year. I don't know if he's in the minors or hurt. 10 home runs, 18 home runs, 20 home runs. Pretty good in 125 games. Then the steroid era hits. 2003, 31 home runs. 2004, 41 home runs. 2005, 47 home runs. 2006, 54 home runs. Not saying he did it, but you guys can look at the
numbers. He finally adjusted to the game, I think.
Yeah, you think he just got going at the ripe age of 29?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't everyone.
Speaking of Christian Yelich, he put the Brewers on top yesterday. A 2-run triple to give the Brewers the win over the Marlins. Rubber match is today, Leroy.
And that's a damn. Is it a 4-game series? A day game?
No, maybe it's a 4-game series. Let me double check that because they play at night tonight. Schedule. No, it is the last one tonight. They're off tomorrow.
Oh, travel.
Head to Arizona on Friday.
Isn't it crazy? Everybody usually travels on Thursday.
Travel on a Thursday, open up against the Snakes on Friday.
No.
That Snakes in San Diego this weekend.
In that thin air when the ball doesn't move?
Is there thin air in San Diego?
No, well, it is. It's not very humid. I'm thinking about Arizona. You said the Snakes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Arizona first time. I didn't know that.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, remember the air? Everybody was hitting home runs, and the ball didn't. They supposedly the ball didn't curve as much in Arizona.
Illegal.
I thought that was a Colorado thing. I never knew that was an Arizona thing.
You might be right.
Okay.
Okay. Oh man. Now that I think about it.
That's a good point.
Hey, see, notice I didn't pull a Tobin and try to work my way into St. Z's or whatever. I admit it. I'm in Colorado.
All right. We'll take a quick break here on the show. Lots to get to in the world of sports.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back
have
after
we been
this.
Whaling last night? No whaling?
No whaling last night.
Okay. All right.
Get the head right, Biggie there, and I pop up in school since days of under rules.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. Go subscribe over there. You also can get the Audacy app, AUDACY, and listen to us on demand there, chapter by chapter, segment by segment. And then they're making Marcos put up like 40 podcast episodes a day. How many did you put up yesterday, Marcos?
So yesterday was a light day. Thankfully, I only put up 63. So that's pretty good. It was just solid. They took it easy on me yesterday, thankfully.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice of them. I appreciate it. Really good.
Solid
good.
Them.
I've been chatting with the Twitchers.
Oh, yeah? You're yeah. in the Twitch?
Smeathan came in hot.
What'd he say?
Yeah,
the old been? Love of early 6:30 dinner.
That's listen. Right. I did notice that was quite an early dinner.
But hey.
Yeah.
We didn't eat early in Vegas.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We had no choice, though. Hey, but I will tell you this.
At that point.
I do. We found a go-around waiting for food at our favorite restaurant.
Yeah. Eating at the bar.
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh. Except for that lady.
You mentioned you were able to skip the line that way.
Yeah. Except for the lady that was all up next to me in our conversations.
Is that a busybody?
You know, the two ladies that were sitting next to us and she just start talking.
Yep.
Is that something you can do with your partner, though, or is that something you can only do with your friend?
What do you mean?
Bar?
Yeah, no, like, how does that go for you?
Think about this. I look at it this way. The food is excellent, right? And you don't want to really have to wait because you're in Vegas. So if you can eat 45 minutes sooner than why you would normally eat and be out of there.
Plus the drinks are right there.
Yeah, the drinks are right there. You ain't got
to
wait.
And we get to see the show. If a guy's a good bartender, you can wow. see like the cocktail spinning and shaking.
That's yep. a good point.
And
he's a regular Tom Cruise over there.
When I went with Fonz, the girl that took our picture, she was there.
So you saw her again, and did she recognize
she
had, you?
No, yeah, like, she was like, she goes,
I showed her the picture.
I don't recall.
Oh, that one picture I took 3 months ago. Yeah, I do remember that.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'm like that guy. Like,
you know. Like,
people that come up to me and say, hey, I remember we were at that golf tournament, and they're like, yeah, yeah. And I just did the same damn thing.
Aaron Rodgers spoke yesterday at Now, Aaron Rodgers wants to let everybody know that there were only two options for him this offseason. There were only two options for the completely normal New York Jets quarterback who's totally dialed in on football. Here was Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
How seriously did things get with RFK about being his running mate? Obviously, we haven't got a chance to talk to you since that came out in March.
Yeah, I love Bobby. We had a couple really nice conversations, but there were really two options. It was retire and be his VP or keep playing. And I want to keep playing.
Wow. That was closer than I thought it was. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's closer than you think.
Hmm. Well, then.
Really? That's what we need. We need political advice from Aaron Rodgers.
There's only two options.
Does that mean that this is still on the table for the future? Like, I feel like
maybe
this is now.
Maybe. I mean, maybe he'll run back to it. But he did say yesterday, he says, listen, the Jets stink up the joint this year. He says, we're all probably going to be out of here.
Because earlier there's pressure on all of us.
All of us, yeah.
Why
why do you say there's pressure on you?
Well, I think if I don't do what I know I'm capable of doing, we're all probably going to be out of here. So I like that kind of pressure, though. I know there's, you know, it's a tough market to play in. It's not for everybody. I relish that opportunity. And that's the way the NFL is. I'm not saying anything monumental as you guys are typing away and putting your tweets out. This is how it is every single year. You might not say it, but as you get older in the league, if you don't perform, they're going to get rid of you or bring in the next guy to take over. I mean, it happened in Green Bay. So, and I'm, you know, a few years older than I was back then. So I expect to play at a high level. I expect us to be productive and competitive and all that stuff to take care of itself.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Can I just say this? First of all, we talk about Tua not winning the big games. And we talk about Tua not winning playoff games and whatever. Okay? Aaron Rodgers has to have the record for being the top two seeds and losing in the divisional round.
Oh, I would imagine so. You mean right. Like less?
Yes. Yeah.
What is his playoff record?
It's got to be horrible. But so from my standpoint, if and here's the funny thing about that comment. You want to know the funniest thing about that comment? That's how you got the job.
It is.
You got the job the same way. Sitting behind Brett Favre. How can you be that like, oh, that's just the way. Come on.
His playoff record, 12-10, by the way, for A-Rod.
Well, because you get the one, if you win it all, you get three or four.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably had a lot of buys. You see, right. I mean, look, he puts up good regular season. But the thing, dude, he's old.
But and here's the
he's old off a really bad injury.
Here's the other thing.
And he's crazy.
Here's the other thing. Okay. When we think about Aaron Rodgers and his playoff performances, right? He's been the reason why.
Yeah, no, he's had some big jokes. Big jokes.
So while we sitting here and here's, you know, listen, I think if you can get Aaron Rodgers, you get Aaron Rodgers. I'm not even disputing that. But let's not all of a sudden just make this that, oh, we got Aaron Rodgers, we're going to get there. He left a better team and couldn't get them there. Okay? And, like, yeah, he has a Super Bowl. How long ago was that?
That was 13 years ago, Leroy, to my recollection.
13 years ago.
I didn't realize it was that long ago.
How long before we can't, you know, say, oh, but he won a Super Bowl? Because, look, I remember all the plays when he could have ran in the end zone and he didn't. I remember the plays where he threw the boneheaded interceptions at the end of the games. I remember all that. So I'm not saying he's not great. But I'm saying we sitting here treating Aaron Rodgers as if it was Tom Brady going to Tampa. And it is not. He's got some demons he got to get through too.
Can I tell you what it has to make every fan furious yesterday, though? Now, I need your judgment on this because, you know, you're different on bodies than I am, because I would kill for this guy's body. But for quarterback, you know, Tua, he's losing 15 pounds. I saw a story yesterday, Lamar Jackson, he's down 20 pounds from two seasons ago. He's playing at 205 this year. Aaron Rodgers, more focused than ever.
I think I know where you're going with this, and it pissed me off, too. I'm not going to lie to you.
And then there's the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. And he looks like he pulled up to OTAs and he has done nothing but guzzle beer all off season. Respectfully, listen, I would kill for Patrick Mahomes' body if it was me. But it's like telling people when Andy Ruiz was the heavyweight champion of the world, this specimen at quarterback is just like rolling in there and he can't be stopped. Wow. Wait. He's the most unstoppable force in sports.
Hey, here's what's funny. Nothing about that says I am the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now.
Nope.
but you know.
Right? You know, it's so ridiculous.
And you don't know whether to be happy. Look, he even got the little inner tube around his waist.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if this was Josh Allen, we'd be ripping this guy right now.
Oh, my God. We'd be like this, look, guy, this guy. Nobody can be football.
If it was Tua,
nobody can figure out how to beat this guy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just, yeah, whatever. Hey.
Also, what are those shoes? Like, what is this entire thing he's got going on? There's nothing.
He got a little leg tat. Little calf tat.
And he's got a calf tat, but he looks like he has been like hiking or something. Like those look like, you know.
He literally looks like he's been at home being a dad.
Yep.
That's where he started too, with the calf tattoo. That's where you're going to start your journey. Very strange.
Well, maybe he is going to get more, you know, hey. You got to do it in.
You know what's funny?
It's weird.
As much as we love Tua, and you know, I fight for Tua till the death, right? About how good he is, right? And as bad of a body as that is right there, if he was pulling up to Miami Gardens.
Come on now.
But it's great. Like, you can only be the greatest quarterback in the world and get away with that. Because everybody else, I mean, I guess Roethlisberger did, but, you know.
Oh, well, Roethlisberger was, I mean, holy.
But Roethlisberger did get a Super Bowl under his belt pretty quick, too. Like, you can only have rings and pull up to camp looking like that.
But think about this, though. He, like, even when he runs, like, it looks like he's laboring when he's healthy.
Yeah, he has a walk too. There is a Patrick
Mahomes. He's knock-kneed. He's knock-kneed.
It's very not athletic looking, and yet somehow this is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Everybody is trying to figure out who can beat this guy.
Look, he's trying to rehydrate. he just went bowling with the family last night and then drank like 12 beers.
This is infuriating. Like, everybody. Lamar Jackson, Tua, they're all starving themselves, trying to get themselves. How do I beat this guy? How can we beat 15?
Can I tell you I did the same thing with a player?
Who?
You ready? Jerome Bettis. I said, this dude is a Hall of Famer, and his legs chafe when he walks. Like, he was a beast.
Sergey Bob over Fivoski says, who looks better, Mahomes or Kyler Murray? Is Kyler Murray fat?
Well, I mean, you know, we have that picture that.
Oh, yeah, but like, I didn't know if he showed up to camp really out of shape. Like,
he looked like a tomato. If he came in fat, he looked like a tomato. Look, I mean, I don't know. Listen, here's the funny part. You look at this picture, who's spoofing who? Tyler looks like he could be dressing like you. And why? Listen, why does he have that body and perfect hair?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness!
I can't believe Tom. You know, because like, here's the thing: Tom Brady was winning rings, and like, he was getting skinnier every year, and somehow he went from bald to not bald, and like, he was reverse aging, and he just has no interest in this. He's like, nah, just gonna show up, do what I do,
let nature take its course, baby.
But he's like, play till 40. Could you imagine what he would look like at 45? Like,
we saw it, Ben Roethlisberger.
He's not sticking around for that.
Here's the crazy thing, and I tell you this all the time. Some of the baddest bodies in the locker room were the most athletic, and it was crazy. Yeah. Like, your guys who were swole and looked apart wasn't always your best players. But you look at a guy like Warren Sapp, right? I mean, did he have muscles?
No, I mean, essentially, it's like Peyton Manning, right? Like,
God.
But,
wow.
Anybody ever saw Peyton Manning do bench?
Nah.
I found the Kyler Murray pictures that people are talking about now.
The new ones?
Yeah, it looks like he may have let himself go. Maybe he's trying to copy the Mahomes route. I'm not sure. Maybe he's trying to add more weight to build durability, but this is what we're looking like right here.
You sure that's real?
I don't know.
I'm already getting angry. For some reason, I read a New York Post Rangers-Panthers preview, and shockingly, they took the Rangers in six. I'm like, what do these guys know? Idiots.
Okay,
well, I mean, they were doing one of those, who has the edge in everywhere? They only gave the edge to the Panthers' defense. I'm like, really, dude? Really?
I mean, they won the President's Trophy. It's not like they're like a slouch of a team, but like, what do you expect their media to say?
Be honest. Be honest, Posh.
I was reading up on the Rory
thing. What's your guess then, huh? What do you got then, huh?
Cats and six.
Okay, it's the same. It's the same
Cats thing. And six.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I agree. They have a lot of firepower, but the Panthers are deeper. They have a lot of frontline firepower. They got Vinny Trocheck yourself before you wreck yourself. Who, you know, he's wearing Barkov's jersey. Like, you think you're going to kiss his ass? No way, dude.
Come on.
Bread man. I'm a little worried about the bread man. He
him and
Bobrovsky.
Bob. Yeah.
He owns Bobrovsky. You know, man. But I mean, they practice all the time. He knows all his moves. Got to keep the bread man away.
Got to keep him away.
Hey, so I've been reading up on this Rory thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
What's up?
What happened with Rory?
Besides not winning a major this week.
They give him they gave it a name.
Mm-hmm.
He got Brady'd.
No, that's not real.
Yes.
No, that's not real.
Yes.
Dude, no Jiu-Jitsu. Way. There's no friggin'
yes!
way. I saw that tweet. That's a parody account. You gotta learn Twitter.
No way.
You're telling me, hold on. Let me just get this straight.
Hmm.
I immediately thought that was a lie because I'm like, come on, dude. She also lost to her jiu-jitsu instructor, or he also lost his lady to a jiu-jitsu instructor. Are you kidding me? There's no way that's real.
Hmm.
Okay.
How many tweets did you see about it?
That's responses.
3.8 million tweets, views. Though. I need this confirmed.
3.8 million views?
Doesn't matter if it's a parody account. Who cares?
Hold on. It says, hey.
What?
It says Tour Golf, right? And it says, at PGA Tour.
Leroy, are you kidding me?
T-U-O-R.
Yeah, I saw the same tweet. I'm like, that what? You fell
minus
for this?
-1.
Are you kidding me?
-1.
Let me just ask you something. I don't know Rory McIlroy's lady. And not that women can't do jiu-jitsu, but Giselle's Brazilian. So it's like kind of in her blood.
Man.
You're telling me you think that Rory McIlroy's wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor?
I don't know where she's from. She used to work for the tour.
Then they got to go golf. They got to make it a little, you know, but that's, you know. They're calling it the Brady.
Yeah,
I guess it would be. That's where.
Damn,
you're something, dude.
I blame the roast.
Oh, you want to hear some awful announcing?
Of course. This is a segment we like to call Leroy's on Twitter.
Colin Cowherd claims Karl-Anthony Towns is one of five players to record a triple double in this year's NBA playoffs. Only problem is Cat has recorded more than five assists the whole postseason.
That is a problem.
Wait, and Sir John replies to us. He's flirting with a triple double. So I don't know what the deal is with, but here, he just won a tournament, right? She was there.
The rumors see the. I don't want to do this because I saw something on Twitter, but I didn't know that was real. Because the thing that I saw was that he was the Twitter again. I don't know if this is real or not. I am simply going off of I read this on Twitter. If it's not true, I apologize. I don't even know if it's true. This is just what I read on Twitter. But
you
did not
do the research.
I did. Well, no, but I don't know who's legit in golf. I just know how to spell PGA Tour, so I knew that one was fake. That Leroy read.
Okay.
But
okay. Hey,
I had
struggled with some of the simplest of words.
Totally fair.
Joy. So totally. don't say who you didn't trick me with Tour.
Whatever, dude. At least I can say flabbergasted.
Hey, that's a big word.
Big word for me, dog.
Big word.
What was the big word for Tyler Hero? I forget.
I don't know, but the fact
he's like,
any one of us brought it up and he said that's a big word.
I think it was galvanized.
No, because when you asked him about somebody else saying.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. About somebody else mentioning it, saying, you know, he was galvanizing or something like that.
Big word for me, dog.
It's a big word for me, dog.
No, the thing that I had read that it could be a nefarious, unsalacious, unproven rumor was that he was that Rory was apparently hooking up with somebody from a new network, but I didn't even know if that was real because I didn't know that his ex was. I didn't know that she used to work for TV, so that one's probably fake too.
Yeah,
unless he's just got a thing for TV women.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust the old folks in the internet anymore.
I can't trust the internet anymore, dude. I can't.
I fall for it.
Oh man,
I fall for it all the time. But the reason why I thought something was weird because they faked it really good at the golf tournament that he won a week ago.
Yeah, you told me. I was like, oh, put it on for the cameras. I guess I don't know.
You know how people are. People are petty. They're like, if there was a situation, you know, don't come put your lips on me, you faker.
Wow.
Right? That's how. Wow. Am I lying?
Nah.
You have been in an argument with your girl at home, and then you go over and say, come on, baby, get away from me.
Keep that same energy.
Are you going to do that? You going to do that on national TV?
That's what's going on in Love Island right now. Well, last season. I'm catching up on last season because the new season's about to start. It's a good season.
Oh, okay.
It's a good season.
That's not the one with the soccer players anymore, right? Which one's the soccer
player? No, I quit on that one. I was like, you know what we should go to? Because that one was stupid. And, you know.
Like the one you watched?
I was going to say, that's where you draw the line.
What are you talking about?
It is the greatest. Love Island is the greatest reality show, but only UK version.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing about that.
Let's have a chat.
You like
it's the insult.
There's a show where you want all the people to hook up and find somebody special, and then you bring more people in to mess with them.
Yeah, that's like, the greatness of it.
We just met. I'm still a free agent.
Well, the thing is, it's crazy about it is it's like that. It's live in the UK. It's like they're voting and they're doing all these things. So it's day after day after day. But like when you binge it, they're always like, it's still early days, love. It's still early days. That means it hasn't been that long. But, you know, that doesn't mean you can go smooch somebody on a challenge. You know, you look like a snake.
That's what I'm saying. And they don't care.
He's like, one guy got his girl stolen from him. He goes, you're a real donut. You know that? I'm like, what the hell is that mean?
Donuts?
They'll just be saying anything in English.
Oh, see, No. Mm. You ready for me to tie it all in together?
Oh, okay. Yep.
You're a donut, a hole.
So you're...
Well, he was calling the lady that.
Huh?
He was calling the man that.
Right.
A bleep hole? That's what you think that is?
Right. Mm. A donut, a hole.
I'll tell you what you can't say on British TV. Wanker.
He can't say that.
They get so offended.
As J-Fig would point out, a zero.
Maybe. Maybe you're a real donut, but you can't say wanker on British TV.
Wow, that's where they draw the line.
Okay, here.
He was who was it? We were talking to a sea captain when we were on the Carnival cruise, and he was British. And I was like, "Can you tell us about what it's like over there? What can't you say?" Like I heard wanker's real bad. He's like, I'm really nervous.
Dude, we almost had a guest hit the dump button. Can I just say this?
Oh, no.
Every time we have somebody with an English accent, right? Tobin has managed to piss them off by either using his own version of English or saying something that they would say or think they would say. We've been cussed at. We've had a guy who tried to take us off air. Right? Like, yeah.
He's right. Can't deny that.
But we didn't do that with Savannah.
Let's see. He was close. New York Post. Rory McIlroy, Amanda Bellonius, romance rumors.
Amanda.
Is she a new? So she is another TV woman.
She's the main chick on. I thought she was married.
I think she is married. Ooh. This is in the. All right, so this is the New York Post.
She does the interviews on CBS at the end of the round.
Rory McIlroy and CBS reporter Amanda Bellonius are stirring buzz on the PGA Tour just over a week after news broke that he filed for divorce from Erica Stoll, wife of 7 years. The Northern Irishman and sports broadcaster are, quote, the talk of the links after some noticed their close relationship on the PGA Tour, according to the Daily Mail, which is a bit of a salacious.
Wait, she used to have a giant rock. Did she get divorced?
I'm already getting angry for some reason. I read a New York Post Rangers Panthers preview, and shockingly, they took the Rangers in six. I'm like, what do these guys know? Idiots.
Okay,
well, I mean, they were doing one of those. Who has the edge in everywhere? They only gave the edge to the Panthers defense. I'm like, really, dude? Really?
I mean, they won the President's Trophy. It's not like they're like a slouch of a team, but like, what do you expect their media to say?
Be honest. Be honest, Posh.
I was reading up on the Rory.
What's
thing.
Your guess then, huh? What do you got then, huh?
Cats and six.
Okay, it's the same. It's the same.
Cats
thing.
And six.
Okay.
Hey, I agree. They have a lot of firepower, but the Panthers are deeper. They have a lot of frontline firepower. They got Vinny Trocheck yourself before you wreck yourself. Who, you know, he's wearing Barkov's jersey. Like, you think you're going to kiss his ass? No way, dude.
Come on.
Bread man. I'm a little worried about the bread man. He
him and Bob.
Yeah. He owns Bobrovsky. You know, okay, but I mean, they practice all the time. He knows all his moves. Got to keep the bread man away.
Got to keep him away.
Hey, so I've been reading up on this Rory thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
What's up?
What happened with Rory?
Besides not winning a major this week.
They gave it a name.
Mm-hmm.
He got Brady'd.
No, that's not real.
Yes.
No, that's not real.
Yes.
Dude, no
Jiu-Jitsu.
Way. There's no friggin'
yes!
way. I saw that tweet. That's a parody account. You gotta learn Twitter.
No dude, way.
You're telling me, hold on. Let me just get this straight. I immediately thought that was a lie because I'm like, come on, dude. She also lost to her jiu-jitsu instructor, or he also lost his lady to a jiu-jitsu instructor. Are you kidding me? There's no way that's real.
Okay.
How many tweets did you see about it?
That's responses.
3.8 million tweets, views. Though? I need this confirmed.
3.8 million views.
Doesn't matter if it's a parody account. Who cares?
Hold on. It says. Hey.
What?
It says tour golf, right? And it says. At PGA Tour.
Leroy, are you kidding me?
T-U-O-R.
Yeah, I saw the same tweet. I'm like, that. What? You fell
minus
for this?
Minus one.
Are you kidding me?
Minus one.
Let me just ask you something. I don't know Rory McIlroy's lady. And not that women can't do jiu-jitsu, but Giselle's Brazilian. So it's like kind of in her blood.
Man,
you're telling me you think that Rory McIlroy's wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor?
I don't know where she's from. She used to work for the tour.
Then they got to go golf. They got to make it a little, you know, but that's, you know, they're calling it the Brady.
Yeah.
I guess it would be. That's where.
Damn.
You're something, dude.
I blame the roast.
Oh, you want to hear some awful announcing?
Of course. This is a segment we like to call Leroy's on Twitter.
Colin Cowherd claims Karl-Anthony Towns is one of five players to record a triple-double in this year's NBA playoffs. Only problem is Cat has recorded more than five assists all postseason.
That is a problem.
Wait. And Sir John replies to us, he's flirting with a triple-double. So I don't know what the deal is with, but here, he just won a tournament, right? She was there.
The rumor, see, the, I don't want to do this because I saw something on Twitter, but I didn't know that was real, because the thing that I saw was that he was the Twitter. Again, I don't know if this is real or not. I am simply going off of, I read this on Twitter. If it's not true, I apologize. I don't even know if it's true. This is just what I read on Twitter. But I
did not do the research.
I did. Well, no, but I don't know who's legit in golf. I just know how to spell PGA Tour, so I knew that one was fake. That Leroy read.
Okay,
but
okay. Hey,
I had
struggled with some of the simplest of words.
Totally fair.
Joy. So totally. don't say who you didn't trick me with Tour.
Whatever, dude. At least I can say flabbergasted.
Hey, that's a big word.
Like, big word for me, dog.
Big word.
What was the big word for Tyler Hero? I forget.
I don't know, but the fact any one of us brought it up and he said that's a big word.
I think it was galvanized.
No, because when you asked him about somebody else saying.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. About somebody else mentioning it, saying, you know, he was galvanizing or something like that.
Big word for me, dog.
It's a big word for me, dog.
No, the thing that I had read that it could be a nefarious, unsalacious, unproven rumor was that he was that Rory was apparently hooking up with somebody from a new network, but I didn't even know if that was real, because I didn't know that his ex was, I didn't know that she used to work for TV, so that one's probably fake too.
Yeah,
unless he's just got a thing for TV women.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust the old folks in the internet anymore.
I can't trust the internet anymore, dude. I can't.
I fall for it.
Oh man,
I fall for it all the time. But the reason why I thought something was weird, because they faked it really good at the golf tournament that he won a week ago.
Yeah, you told me. I was like, oh, put it on for the cameras, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You know how people are. People are petty. They're like, if there was a situation, you know, don't come put your lips on me, you faker.
Wow.
Right? That's how. Wow. Am I lying? Wait, am I lying?
Nah.
You have been in an argument with your girl at home, and then you go over and say, come on, baby, get away from me.
Keep that same energy.
Are you going to do that? You going to do that on national TV?
That's what's going on in Love Island right now. Well, last season. I'm catching up on last season because the new season's about to start. It's a good season.
Oh, okay.
It's a good season.
That's not the one with the soccer players anymore, right? Which one's the soccer?
No, I quit on that one. I was like, you know what we should go to? Because that one was stupid. And, you know. Like,
really? Like the one you watched?
I was going to say, that's where you draw the line.
What are you talking about?
It is the greatest.
No, it's not.
Love Island is the greatest reality show, but only UK version.
No.
Here's the crazy thing about that.
Let's have a chat.
You, like.
It's the insult.
There's a show where you want all the people to hook up and find somebody special. And then you bring more people in to mess with them.
Yeah. That's like, the greatness of it.
We just met. I'm still a free agent.
Well, the thing is, it's crazy about it is it's like that. It's live in the UK. It's like they're voting and they're doing all these things. So it's day after day after day. But like when you binge it, they're always like, it's still early days, love. It's still early days. That means it hasn't been that long. But you know, that doesn't mean you can go smooch somebody on a challenge. You know, you look like a snake.
That's what I'm saying. And they put you, they don't care.
He's like, one guy got his girl stolen from him. He goes, you're a real donut. You know that? I'm like, what the hell is that?
Donuts?
They'll just be saying anything in English.
See, wow. No. You ready for me to tie it all in together?
Oh, okay. Yep.
You're a donut, a hole.
So,
you were calling the lady that.
Huh?
He was calling the man that.
Right.
A bleep hole? That's what you think that is?
Right. Mm. A donut.
I'll tell you what you can't say on British TV. Wanker. You can't say that.
You can't say
that. They get so offended.
Or as Jay Fig would point out, a zero.
Maybe. Maybe. You're a real donut. But you can't say wanker on British TV.
Wow. That's where they draw the line.
Okay here.
He was who was it? We were talking to a sea captain when we were on the Carnival cruise, and he was British. And I was like, can you tell us about what it's like over there? What can't you say? Like, I heard wank is real bad. He's like, I'm really nervous.
Dude, we almost had a guest hit the dump button. Oh, wait. Can I just say this?
Oh, no.
Every time we have somebody with an English accent, right? Tobin has managed to piss them off by either using his own version of English or saying something that they would say or think they would say. We've been cussed at. We've had a guy who tried to take us off air, right? Like, yeah.
He's right. Can't deny that.
But we didn't do that with Savannah.
Let's see.
It was close.
New York Post. Rory McIlroy, Amanda Bolanos, romance rumors.
Amanda.
Is she a new? So she is another TV woman.
She's the main chick on. I thought she was married.
I think she is married. Ooh. This is in the. All right, so this is the New York Post.
She does the interviews on CBS at the end of the round.
Rory McIlroy and CBS reporter Amanda Bolanos are stirring buzz on the PGA Tour just over a week after news broke that he filed for divorce from Erica Stoll, wife of 7 years. The Northern Irishman and sports broadcaster are, quote, the talk of the links after some noticed their close relationship on the PGA Tour, according to the Daily Mail, which is a bit of a salacious.
Wait, she used to have a giant rock. Did she get divorced?
Bolanos, who is married to former NFL quarterback Bryn Renner in 2022, interviewed McIlroy after he won the Wells Fargo Championship. Where the hell's the man? Jeez, you guys.
So she's still married.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
so we could have a salacious golf. But you're telling me his now ex-wife or gonna be ex-wife? She was a broadcaster too.
She worked for the PGA Tour, I think.
Oh, she worked for the PGA Tour. I thought she worked for like the Golf Network.
No, but that Amanda is the girl, like, after the, you know, date she does the interviews after.
Yeah, she does. Okay, so she's like, right. Yeah.
So you've like everybody's off. Seen her, but yeah, I thought she had a giant rock on her hand.
No, she's married. Yeah, she got married last year.
But it's only been a year.
Yep.
Jeez.
Well, I
this
mean,
Rory McIlroy.
No, wait. Former NFL quarterback that we've never heard of.
Renner. Yeah, Bryn Renner. Never heard of him. Tree than Schmolnick says, more like horny McIlroy.
Wow. It's not wrong.
Hey, but look. That's crazy. Mm. So I didn't know it was like, yeah, because she just, like, she's got a boulder on her hand, too. Now I got to pay attention.
Bryn Renner.
Because you got to see if she still has a ring on.
This is the juicy details. That'll get someone like Leroy stuck on Love Island.
No, it won't. Because this is real life.
Bryn Renner is apparently a quarterbacks coach at FIU.
Ooh.
Or was.
Okay.
Was. Let's get him on
was,
the show.
As of 2021. Mm. All right. Well, listen, dude.
Friend of the show?
He was on Butch Davis's staff.
I mean, he's starting to collect them like he's starting to collect them like old Jeets. Because remember, he was engaged to Wozniacki.
That's right.
He got married to the last girl. And now, I don't know how true this is. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey,
tabloids are picking it up.
You can't just be friends.
That's what they want you to think.
You can just be friends, but you would agree that it seems a little fishy right after the divorce.
I mean, that the story comes out?
Yeah.
All right.
Take a quick break. Hour Tua is next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Horny people only right here on Tobin and Leroy.